That's our ring time for Lem and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. I wonder if this is a familiar remark at your house some evening after a nice big dinner. That was a wonderful meal tonight, but I'll bet I don't sleep a wink. Yes, lots of folks like their biggest meal in the evening. Sometimes they don't get much sleep as a result. You see, chances are they aren't very active after dinner, and so all that food doesn't become fully digested. Now, how about you? Does acid indigestion sometimes keep you awake at night? If so, remember that Alka-Seltzer can give you fast and welcome relief. Try drinking a glass of Alka-Seltzer just before you go to bed. Let it help soothe and comfort your stomach, and so help you get the rest and sleep you need. Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties neutralize excess stomach acidity quickly and effectively, and help bring comfort after the discomfort of an upset, jittery feeling. So always have Alka-Seltzer handy. Buy two packages instead of one, and make it a practice to keep that extra package on hand. For when it's late at night, it's no time to discover that all the Alka-Seltzer's been used up. You can buy those two packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. With that extra package on the side, your home is always well supplied. Well supplied with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still trying to figure out how to get out of jail without revealing to Constable Withers or his deputy, Grandpappy Spears, all of the circumstances that led to their incarceration. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellas in a cell, and it looks as though they've reached a decision. Listen.
Abner, for goodness sake, cut it out, will you?
The
only way we'll ever get out of here, we've got to tell Ben the whole secret or be no secret to it.
Well, Lum, the will said I weren't supposed to tell nobody about it, though.
I can't help it. We can't stay in jail the rest of our lives.
Looks like we're
going to. Granny, you made so much noise with that thing, I can't think straight.
Well, I'm sorrowful. I just want out. O-U-T-L.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that we've got to tell Ben.
Well, all right, all right. You've convinced me. Go ahead. Call him in here. We'll tell him the whole dad blame thing. I don't care.
We've got to get out. We can't get you out of your belongings. If you don't do that, you won't get that in here from the will.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, go ahead. Get him in here. I'll talk to him.
Yeah. We'll make him promise not to tell nobody.
All right, all right.
Hey, Ben. Ben.
Constable.
Constable Ben Withers.
Constable Benjamin Franklin Withers. That ought to get him.
Yeah, it ought to.
Somebody call me.
Yes, we sure did, Ben. Right in here, cell number 3.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, what is it you fellas want? Another bowl of oatmeal?
No, I'll say we don't.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think there's any left. I'm going to cook up another batch around noon, though, if you can wait till then.
Well, don't bother cooking it up for us, Ben, because after you hear what we've got to tell you, I don't think we'll be in here that long.
How's that, Lum?
We've got a confession to make about that confession we made yesterday.
Yeah, we never done it, Ben.
Done what?
That bank robbing business. We just had to tell Elizabeth something like that, because she wouldn't believe we were just thrown in here on suspicion.
And she wouldn't send us no food down here till we told her the truth. What she thought was the truth, anyway.
Well, here, you fellas could have had second helpings on my oatmeal if you'd just spoken up.
Well, you see, Ben, we
Ben, it ain't that we don't like the oatmeal you cook.
It's just that we can't stand it.
How's that?
What he means is that we are sort of like a change of menu, sort of.
Doggy, yes.
Well, some days I put raisins in it.
Yeah, but, well, anyway, what we started to tell you was that we never robbed no bank at all.
Well, I'll admit you fellas didn't seem like the type at all. I thought there was something strange about that confession, but I just felt as though I had to keep you in here until we got everything straightened out.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing now.
Of course, my deputy, Milford Spears, must have had some good reason to bring you down here in the first place.
No, he never. He just stationed us. But he never knowed what for.
Just ornery, that's his whole trouble.
Well, he must have suspicioned you or something.
Well, that's what we're going to tell you, Ben. But you've got to promise not to tell nobody none of this, because it's a secret.
A police officer of the law respects confidences, Lum.
Yeah, but don't tell this to nobody, Ben.
Yeah?
The reason Grandpap got suspicious was because Abner's been trying to trade off all of his valuable belongings for worthless junk.
Not a very sound business principle, if you don't mind my saying so.
Well, it is in this case. You see, Abner's going to get $100,000 in here from a will made out by a fellow named Donnelly.
Of St. Louis.
Yeah, of St. Louis. But before Abner can get the money, he has to be shut of all of his property and possessions by September 1st. Them's the terms of the will.
Well, now, that's a highly peculiar request.
Yeah, it's peculiar, all right.
Well, if I can get me $100,000 out of it, I don't care how peculiar it is.
But recollect now, Ben, this has all got to be kept a big secret. That's another one of the rules of the will.
Well, you could rely on me to keep a stiff, buttoned-up lip.
Well, good.
Now, can we get out, Ben?
How's that?
There ain't no reason to keep us in here no longer now, is there?
Why, of course not. Of course not. You never should have been put in here in the first place. I don't know what's the matter with that, Mumford.
Yes, plain ornery. That's what's the matter with him.
Now, you fellas come with me to the office, turn in your key to your cell, and you're free to go.
Well, good. Have you got the key to the cell, Ed?
Yeah, I think so. I had it last night, I know. What did I do with that thing now?
You never traded it off to nobody, did you?
No, I don't think I did, though. Where's that thing at?
By the way, Abner, how are you coming with this downhill trading you've been telling me about?
Well, just fair. It's hard to trade that away because everybody gets suspicious of you. Oh, here's the key.
Good. Let's go.
Don't like to lose those keys.
No. You want me to lock up the cell, Ben?
No, leave it open. It's looking fine in here with the cell doors closed. Follow me to my office and I'll make you out a release.
You all right?
So your trading's going pretty good, Abner?
Well, some of it ain't been so hot. Lots of the bad deals I made turn out awful good somehow or other. Like, for instance, that gypsy deal that Lum made for me.
Well, did you trade for some gypsies?
No, not from them. With them.
Why?
Lum went out there where they was camped the other day and swapped a whole batch of my stuff for an old broke-down horse. But I dug it when Cedric bring it over here last night and let us look at it through the jail window. Why, there was one of the best saddle horses I ever seen.
I still don't understand it.
Why?
That weren't the horse they said they was trading me. The one I seen was just a old bag of bones.
Well, now, that doesn't sound like the sort of deals the gypsies generally make.
Well, that's what I say. I just don't understand it.
Well, that horse is sure dandy if I ever seen one. And the single footness one thing had ever come down the pike. I'd put him up against air horse in the whole county.
Oh, he's a beauty, all right. Oh. Stands as square on his feet as a cook stove. Ain't a marker or a spavin on him nowhere.
No?
And holds that head and picks up his feet like a campaign.
Yeah, I've been trying to study up some way to keep him, but no, I can't, of course. I got to go flat broke, not have nothing left.
Well, I love horses. I believe I love horses almost as much as Simley Aronson.
Who?
Simley Aronson. Perhaps you've heard me mention him.
I don't believe so, no.
Now, thank you, Rutherford.
Oh, well, look, Ben, we turned in the key to our cell. Now, will you write out the release so we can get out of here?
Right. Simley Aronson owned a foul horse named Alfred, of whom he was indeed very fond of.
Where's the release form, Ben?
Yes. Simley treated Alfred like a brother, and this was often remarked about among the citizens of Mount Ivy. When Simley would get himself a new pair of shoes, he'd get new shoes for the horse also.
At the same store?
Fine.
Must have had a hard time lacing them up on the horse every morning.
Abner horseshoes don't have laces. They nail them on.
Oh, they was regular horseshoes, huh?
Of course.
Oh, I see.
And?
You know, that must have hurt Simley to have his shoes nailed on that way.
Abner, will you hash that up? We want to get out of here.
Well, Ben's the one that's talking, not me.
At the beginning of each summer, Simley would buy matching straw hats for himself and Alfred. He frequently cut ear holes in his own hat so that Alfred would not feel that he, Simley, was discriminating between them.
Look, Ben, we're sort of anxious to get out of here, if you don't mind.
Then came the break. Up to this point, it had always been Simley and Alfred, Alfred and Simley. Then Harold came along.
Who?
Harold Ludcroft.
Who's he?
Who's who?
Harold Ludcroft.
That's the man, all right. Harold came to town and offered Alfred a good job pulling a Lemke's lemon extract and general household products wagon. Well, sir, Simley knew that he shouldn't stand in Alfred's way, even though they had meant so much to each other.
Ben, can't you just release us without signing nothing?
Certainly. So, pulling his straw hat down over his eyes so that Alfred couldn't see the tears in his eyes, Simley told Harold to take Alfred.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes, it was. Simley turned his head away as Harold was handing him the money. $60.
I can't hardly stand this. It's so sad.
But Alfred wouldn't go.
He wouldn't? Hot good for old Alfred.
And Simley got so mad at Alfred for beating him out of that $60 that he never bought him another straw hat.
Look, Ben, me and Abner's got to get out of here, so will you please...
How's that one?
I said me and Abner...
Let's see, you want a release, don't you? I'll have it for you in just a jiffy here. You should have reminded me, Lum.
What do you think I've been doing for the last half hour?
Fine. There you are. Excuse me a second while I answer the phone. Hello, Pine Ridge Jail. Constable Withers speaking. Oh, yes. What is it, Milford?
Oh, that's Grandpap. Come on, Abner. We might as well go.
Yeah.
I see. Wait. Don't go, Lum. In Dallas, you say?
Is Grandpap in Dallas?
I hope so.
I see.
What was on?
Well, much obliged for the information, Milford.
A great barn.
Good work. Yes. Good boy. Could I see that release a minute, Lum?
Oh, sure. Is something wrong with it? Hey, what are you tearing it up for?
My deputy just informs me that he has a description of a champion horse stolen a short time ago in Dallas, Texas.
Well, so what?
This is so what. The description matches that horse over in your barn, Abner.
Huh?
And I've got to hold you fellas here until I hear from the sheriff. Here's your key, man. Back to your cell.
Well, will the tide of fortune ever turn in Abner's favor? No wonder the gypsies were so anxious to get rid of that horse.